May the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Irvine.
愿神的平安喜乐与各位弟兄姐妹同在。
Very thankful I have this opportunity to share with you what I've learned from the Bible.
感谢神让我有这个机会可以与大家分享我在圣经中所学到的道理。
This evening, for our mutual encouragement, I would like to share with you the topic, Why should we obey God?
今天晚上我想用我们为何要顺从神与大家分享。
We know that when little children reach a certain age, they tend to start asking a lot of questions.
我们知道当小孩子到达一定的年纪的时候，他们会开始问许多的问题。
At least that is from my own observation.
至少是从我的观察是这样。
Because I don't have children myself yet.
因为我自己还没有小孩。
But recently, when I was sitting on an airplane, there was about a three-year-old son with his mother.
最近当我在搭乘飞机的时候，我看到一个三岁的小孩和他的妈妈。
And they were sitting in the row in front of me.
他坐在我的前面一排。
And the child kept asking his mother a lot of questions.
那个小孩不断地问他妈妈问题。
And within a few minutes, it was clear that one of his favorite questions was,Why?
没有过几分钟就可以发现他最喜欢问的问题就是为什么。
And some questions were out of curiosity.
有些问题是出自于他的好奇心。
Asked his mother, "Why is that plane open?"
他问他妈妈说，为什么那个机舱的门是开着的呢？
And then the mother would say, "Well, they're putting the luggage in the plane."
他妈妈会回答他说，是因为他们正在承载客人的行李。
Just like they're putting luggage in our plane.
就像是我们的飞机也承载着我们自己的行李。
But then sometimes he would question certain commands and instructions.
但是有时候他的问题是问有关指示或者是命令。
For example, he would ask, why do we have to buckle our seatbelt?
例如说他会问为什么我们必须系好安全带呢？
Or why do we have to turn off our electronics now?
或者是在飞机行驶的时候，为什么一定要把电子用品关掉
？I kind of felt sorry for this mother.
我有点同情这个妈妈。
But she was quite amazing. She patiently answered every single question.
但她非常厉害，有耐心地回答所有的问题。
And in our Christian life, we know that we must also love God and obey His commandments.
我们知道作为一个基督徒我们必须爱神并且遵守他的诫命。
Have we ever taken a moment to think about why we should obey his commandments?
但是我们曾经有停下来思考为什么我们要这么做吗？
Since our Irvine Bible reading schedule is on Deuteronomy chapters 9 through 16 this week, there was a passage that talks about this.
这个礼拜尔文教会的读经进度是《生命记》九章到十六章，其中有一段经节是讲有关这个主题的。
So let's turn to that passage in Deuteronomy chapter 10.
请大家一起翻开《生命记》第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
生命记十章。
And let's read from verses 12 through 22.
十二节到二十一节。二十二节。
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 through 22.
生命记十章十二到二十二节。
Verse 12, And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Verse 13.
13.
And to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. Verse 14.
14.
Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, also the earth with all that is in it. Verse 15. The Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, you above all peoples, as it is this day. Verse 16. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. Verse 17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God.Mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. Verse 18. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Verse 19. Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Verse 20. You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, And to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. Verse 21. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Verse 22. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude. Please read.
12节，以色列啊，现在主你的神向你要所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏你主你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽心侍奉他。十三节，遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。十四节，看哪，天和天上的天地和地上所有的，都属主你的神。十五节，主但喜悦你列祖爱他们，从万民中拣选他们的后裔，就是你们像今日一样。十六节，所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉，不可再忆着景象。十七节，因为主你们的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。十八节，他为孤儿寡妇伸冤，又怜爱寄居的，赐给他衣食。十九节，所以你们也要怜爱寄居的，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的。二十节，你们要敬畏主你的神，侍奉他，专靠他，也要指着他的名起誓。二十一节，他是你所敬赞美的，是你的神，为你做了那大而可畏的事，是你亲眼所看见的。二十二节，你的列祖七十人下埃及，现在主你的神使你如同天上的星那样多。
Thank you. What we see in verse 12 and 13 is a passage, two verses that summarize what God requires for us to do.
从十二节和十三节，我们可以看到一个神向我们所要什么。所要的是什么的总结。
And actually, if you read the five books of Moses, it contains many of God's commandments, statutes, and ordinances.
摩西五经涵盖了许多的命令。
And actually, later on, the Jews were counting these laws, and they counted 613 laws in the Mosaic law.
后代的犹太人曾经一一的数算这些诫命，总共有613条。
And that's a lot of commandments and details to keep track of.
这是有许多的诫命以及细节我们需要留心注意的。
But thank God there are also verses and passages like this that summarize the idea of all of these laws.
但是感谢神，也有像这样的这段经文作为一个总结，告诉我们必须要怎么做。
So in verse 12 and 13, basically there are five things that we are required to do.
从第十二节到十三节，有总共有五个我们所应该要做的事。
It says first that we should fear the Lord your God.
第一个是敬畏主你的神。
Then we need to walk in all his ways.
第二是遵行他的道。
And then we are to love him.
再是爱他。
To serve the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul.
尽心尽心侍奉他。
And then to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes.
遵守他的诫命和律例。
So this is a basic summary of what we as believers and worshippers of God are required to do.
这是一个对于我们基督徒的生活的总结。
And what we can see is that loving God and keeping his commandments are intimately tied together.
爱神以及遵守他的诫命是相辅相成的。
And this concept is also found in the New Testament.
这样的观念在新约里面也可以看到。
So it also applies to us as Christians.
所以对我们基督徒也是这么如此的。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
请看约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书五章。
1 John chapter 5, let's read verse 3.
约翰一书五章三节。
1 John chapter 5, verse 3.
约翰一书五章三节。
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
So in the New Testament, even though many of the ordinances and statutes of the Mosaic law are wiped away, but the spirit of the law is something we still need to keep.
虽然在新约时代律法已经被废去了，但是律法的核心价值还是我们必须保守。
Jesus came, he did not wipe away the law, but he came to fulfill the law.
神没有废去律法，但是却成全了律法。
And we are to keep these commandments in the spirit of loving God.
而且我们必须遵守这些律法。
So, I think this is something that we are all aware of.
我想这是我们大家都明白的。
That we should keep God's commandments, we should love him with our heart and soul.
我们必须遵守神的诫命，并且有尽心尽心侍奉。
But now let's look into this question: Why should we love the Lord and serve Him?
但是我们现在来回答为什么我们要这么做。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 10.
请看《生命记》第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
生命记十章。
Let's now read the second half of verse 13.
请看十三节后半段。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, the second half of verse 13. Here it says, let's just read the whole verse actually. Let's read chapter 10, verse 13. And to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good.
遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，我要叫你得福。
So here it talks about the first reason why we should obey God.
这里说到的第一个原因，为什么我们要遵守神？
It's because it is for our good.
因为是要为要叫你得福。
Now we need to clarify what this good means.
我们必须澄清一下所谓的福是什么。
Because nowadays good is very relative.
因为现在的这个时代所谓的福是很相对的。
Right, what's good to one person may be bad for another person.
对一个人来说是好的事情，可能对别人来说是不好的。
So let's turn to a verse in Matthew.
请看马太福音。
Turn to Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 and 17.
马太福音十九章十六十七节。
Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 and 17.
马太福音十九章十六十七节。
Verse 16, Now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 17. So he said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
十六节，有一个人来见耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？”十七节，耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。”
So here there was a rich young man who came to Jesus Christ.
这里有一个年轻富有的官来见耶稣。
And he addressed Jesus Christ as good teacher.
然后他。说神耶稣是好的老师。
So, and then when Jesus heard this, these two words, then he wanted to give this young rich ruler a concept.
当主耶稣听到他叫他良善的夫子的时候，他想要给他一个观念。
He wanted to let this young rich man know that only God is good.
他想要让这年轻的官知道，唯有神才是好的。
In other words, he's trying to define what is good for this young man.
他试着想要让这年轻的官知道所谓好的定义是什么。
It's only God is good.
唯有神是好的。
In other words, only God has the absolute authority to define what is good and bad.
只有神有绝对权柄去区分所谓的好和不好。
So when we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 10,
我们看回生命记十章。
Verse 13, when it says for your good,
十三节说为要叫你得福。
This is of course from the perspective of God.
这是从神的眼光来看的。
So when we are to keep God's commandments and obey Him,yes, sometimes it might be painful. We might feel that it's not good for us.
所以当我们遵守神的诫命并且遵行他的道友的时候，我们会觉得会受苦。
But actually, from God's point of view, it is for our good.
但是其实就神的眼光来说，是为了叫我们得福。
So, we can just think of some commandments, and think about it, why they're good for us.
我们可以思想一些诫命，并且思考其中，对我们的好处。
For example, keeping the Sabbath day holy.
例如说，遵守安息圣日。
One type of person might say, oh, that's not good for me.
有一类的人可能会认为这对我并不好。
Because that day, oh, I have to close my business, I cannot make money.
因为他会觉得我们必须把我的营业的店关起来，然后我就没有办法赚钱了。
But then from God's perspective, the Sabbath day, he created it for man.
但是从神的角度来讲，安息日是为人所设立的。
He created it for our good.
他是为我们的福祉所设立的。
And if we think of it from God's perspective, it is really good for us.
就神的角度来说，是真的对我们很好。
Because we can have a day of physical rest.
因为我们在肉体上得以休息。
And then it's a day of spiritual rest and renewal.
且在属灵的生活上，我们可以得到休息，并且得到更新。
A day that we can focus on worshiping God and fellowshipping with our brothers and sisters.
我们可以专心地敬拜神，并且与弟兄姐妹团契。
And in fact, we can also fellowship with God through the Word and the Spirit, praying in the Spirit.
我们也可以经由言语和灵言的祷告与神团契。
So this is definitely for our good.
所以这是为我们的好。
Another commandment that one type of person might say is not good for me is do not commit adultery.
可能有些人认为不要犯奸淫对他们来讲并不
有利。They feel like I want to have the freedom to control my own sexual life.
他们会认为希望自己对自己的性生活有自由。
But then from God's perspective, we know that this commandment is really good for mankind.
但是就神的眼光来讲，这对人来讲是很好的。
Because if a husband and wife, which is the most basic unit of society, if they can be faithful to each other, it will be very good for society.
夫妻是社会的基本单位，如果他们可以互相以信实对待的话，对社会来讲是好的。
And actually, society has a lot of problems when this basic societal unit is broken.
如果夫妻之间失和的话，对社会来讲会有很多的问题。
So, if a person commits adultery, usually that leads to divorce.
如果有人犯奸淫的话，或许会造成他们离婚。
And then this family becomes broken.
然后家庭就破碎。
And then if there are children, usually children of divorce do not grow up emotionally healthy.
对于有离婚父母的小孩，他们在心理上有的时候没有办法健全的成长。
Or actually, if even there are children born without before the parents got married, right, that also can cause a lot of issues.
或者是未婚而生的小孩，有的时候也会造成许多的问题。
Right, because if you just look also at a lot of criminals in jail, many of them did not have fathers growing up.
许多犯罪的人，他们在生活在成长的过程中并没有父亲的相随。
So we can see that this commandment is for our own good too.
所以我们可能可以看到这个神的诫命对我们来讲是好的。
Even though maybe it goes against our desires.
或许它与我们的欲望相违背。
But actually, it is very good for us.
但其实它却是对我们的好。
And actually, through the Holy Spirit, we can overcome that desire as well.
并且借由圣灵，我们可以胜过这样的情欲。
So that is the first reason why we should obey God, because it is for our good.
这是我们第一个为何要顺从神的原因，因为这是为了我们得福。
Let's now turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 14 through 16.
看回生命记十章十四到十六节。
Verses 14 through 16 talks about the second reason why we should obey God.
从十四到十六节讲到第二个我们为什么要顺服神的原因。
And from verse 14 and 15, basically Moses is talking about the Almighty God, how great he is.
从第十四节到十六节，摩西提到全能的神，他是多么的伟大。
Right, he created the heavens and the earth.
他创造了天和天上的天。
Right.And so it says here, he created the highest heavens, right? So grand and mysterious.
他创了 创造了天和天上的天。
One time I read an article about how NASA, they used the telescope, Hubble telescope, to point at a spot in the sky that seemed like there was no light coming from there.
有一次我们看美国太看一个文章有关美国太空总署，他们把一个望远镜指向太空中一个没有光的地方。
So they decided to open the lens for 10 days just to see what kind of light it can collect.
所以他们把望远镜打开十天，试着要收集光。
And even though it seemed like there was nothing from that part of the sky, it turned out there's a very famous picture, right? I think it's called, a very famous picture, and you can see just thousands and thousands of galaxies in a place that we thought there was no light, there was no stars.
虽然看起来它好像是一个没有光的天空，但是他们发表一个非常有名的照片，里面有数千万个银河。
And God, we know God created this whole universe.
我们知道神创造了宇宙万物。
He's so mighty and grand.
他是全能并伟大的。
And then in verse 15 it says, and he chose your fathers, right? He chose you above all peoples as it is this day.
在十五节他说他从万民中拣选你的后裔。
So this great God who created this vast universe, he decided to choose the Israelites.
全能的神他创造了宇宙万物，但他决定要拣选了以色列人。
Actually, this is a wonderful grace.
这是一个奇妙的恩典。
Today, we are spiritual Israelites.
我们今天是属灵上的以色列人。
We are not Israelites by blood, but we are through Jesus Christ.
我们不是属肉的以色列人，但是我们是属灵的以色列人。
So it's the same principle, though, that of all the peoples in this earth, God chose you, right, to be his precious child.
所以同样的道理就是全世界的人中神拣选了你作为他的孩子。
This type of concept should really cause us to be very humbled and feel very unworthy.
这样的观念应该让我们觉得非常的谦卑，并且觉得并不配得。
That's why in verse 16, Moses is telling the Israelites, therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer.
所以十六节摩西才说，所以你们要将心里的污秽除去，不可再硬着。
Don't let this fact just don't just take it for granted.
不要觉得这是
理所当然。This should move your heart at least in some way or form.
这应该要感动你的心。
Do not be stiff-necked no longer.
不要再硬着颈项。
So the second reason why we should obey God's commandments is because He chose us.
第二个，我们为什么要顺从神的原因，就是因为他拣选了我们。
The Almighty God, for some reason, He was willing to choose us.
全能的神拣选了我们。
So usually, if we are chosen by someone so special, you really feel the gratitude, and you will want to obey that authority that chose you.
通常如果我们被一个非常伟大的人所选择的话，我们会觉得我们需要好好的来顺从他。
My understanding is that every year around May or June, the United States releases a list of 50,000 names.
每年五六月会，美国政府会公布
五万的人。And this 50,000 names is basically they were part of the green card lottery.
这五万的人是他们得到了绿卡乐透的人。
Right. So they applied, and they're in a pool of probably millions of names. And if their country qualifies, then they might therefore be down-selected, and then.Of course, it's a lottery process, and then 50,000 names are eventually chosen that they can immigrate to the United States.
从成千上万的人中，然后如果你的国家是符合美国政府的规定的话，选出五万个人来当他们的。
I think for these people who wanted to immigrate to the United States,
我想这些想要移民来美国的人
，when they receive this notice,
当他们收到这个通知的时候
，I think they feel very happy.
他们一定会非常开心。
They feel very grateful that such a great nation is willing to accept me.
并且非常感激，因为这样强大的国家愿意接受他们。
And I think this is a, and when you receive, if you were to receive this type of invitation, I think you would follow everything that the United States tells you to do, exactly, right? Because you want to go.
我想，如果你也获得了这一项奖项的话，你会一一的遵守他们的规定。
Because you want, you understand and appreciate this is a wonderful opportunity.
因为你知道这是一个 难得一求的机会。
So this is the same concept as how God has chosen us.
所以神拣选我们也是同样的观念。
Because he chose us from all the peoples of this world, we should very naturally also want to obey him.
因为从世界万民中他拣选了我们，所以自然而然的我们就想要遵守他的诫命。
Let's now turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 10.
请看申命记十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
生命记十章。
Let's now read verses 17 through 19.
十七到十九节。
Verse 17, For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe.
十七节，因为主你的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。
In verse 18, it says, He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing.
十八节，他为孤儿寡妇伸冤，又怜爱寄居的，赐给他们衣食。
In these two verses, it's now describing the character, more of the character of God.
第十七节和十八节在形容神的神性。
So even though he is God of gods and Lord of lords, you can see he's also very loving, very just.
他是万神之神，万主之主，但是他也非常的有慈爱与公义。
When someone has a lot of power, it's very easy for them to be corrupted.
当一个人掌有许多权力的时候，常常会使他们腐败。
I think we see a lot of examples throughout history.
我们可以从历史中看到许多的例子。
But God, who is Almighty, right? He is infinitely good. He is not able to be corrupted.
但是全能的神他是绝对的美善，他并没有腐败。
And he shows no partiality and will never take a bribe.
他不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。
And he is so loving. He always tries to show concern to those.Who are helpless, the fatherless, and the widow.
而且他有怜悯的心肠，他常常向比较没有帮助的人，展现他的慈爱，例如说孤儿寡妇以及那些寄居的。
So, then after describing the nature of God in verse 19, it says, "Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt."
因此在十九节他说，所以你们要怜爱寄居的，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的。
So you can see the connection between verse 18 and 19.
所以我们可以看到十八节和十九节之间的关联。
God loves the stranger.
神爱寄居的人。
Therefore, you should love the stranger.
因此你也必须爱寄居的人。
So in other words, a third reason why we should obey God is because God wants us to be like him.
第三个为什么我们要顺从神的原因，就是因为神要我们效法他。
And by loving God and keeping His commandments, we basically conform more and more like the nature of God.
借由爱神和遵守他的诫命，我们将越来的越像神。
And this is something that I think we all want to be anyway.
而且这也是我们都想要达成的。
I think we all want to be very loving people. We want to also be a just person.
我们也都想要有怜悯的心肠，并且公义。
But and so by keeping God's commandments, we can become more like God in this sense.
借由遵守神的诫命，我们可以越更加的像神。
And so this has been God's desire for us in the first place.
这是神向我们所要的。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
请看彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书一章。
2 Peter chapter 1, and let's read verse 4.
四节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4.
彼得后书一章四节。
Verse 4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
四节，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既得脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So actually, the whole salvation plan of God is so that we can be partakers of His divine nature.
就神的拯救计划中，他希望我们与神的性情有份。
Right? That we can escape the corruption that is in this world through our lusts.
因此，我们借由与神的性情有份，可以脱离从世上来的情欲。
And that we can become more and more like God Himself in His nature and character.
因此，我们可以与神的形象联合。
So that is a third reason why we should obey God.
这是第三个为什么我们要顺从神的原因。
Let's now turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 10.
请看回申命记十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
申命记十章。
In verse 20, this is a repetition of the things that we should do.
20节是再一次的声明我们该做的是什么。
Right, this is what God requires of us.
这是神向我们所要求的。
Right, that we shall fear God, we should serve Him, and we should hold fast to Him.
敬畏他，侍奉他，专靠他。
Now, in verse 21 and 22, then it talks about a fourth reason.
从21节到22节说到第四个原因。
Basically, in verse 21 and 22, it is talking about how God has blessed the Israelites so much.
第21节提到神是如何大大的祝福以色列人。
Right? Because it says here, God has done these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen.
二十一节说，他为你做大而可畏的事，是你亲眼看见的。
And also in verse 22, it talks about how they came to Egypt with 70 people, but now look at this great multitude that they've become.
二十二节说，当时下埃及也只有七十人，但是现在他们的人数众多。
So verse 21 and 22 can be summarized as we should obey God because He has blessed us so greatly.
从二十一节和二十二节可以看出，我们必须顺从神，因为他大大的祝福我们。
And from verse 21 and 22, we could further analyze this and see how actually God's blessings is both physical and also spiritual.
从二十一节和二十二节，我们可以进一步的分析神的祝福可以分为在肉身上的祝福以及在属灵上的祝福。
From a physical point of view, God definitely blessed the Israelites.
从肉身上的祝福，神大大的祝福以色列人。
Because he performed those 10 great plagues that this generation probably saw when they were still little.
因为他降了十灾，甚至在当时的以色列人也可能有看过。
And then when they were wandering through the wilderness for 40 years, this generation saw how manna came down from heaven, how their clothes and sandals did not wear out.
并且他们看到从天上而降下的玛瑙，以及他们的衣服没有破，脚上的鞋没有坏。
And also from a physical point of view, their numbers have grown, which was a great blessing at that time.
因为而且他们的人数繁衍众多，对当时来讲是个极大的恩典。
But then spiritually, there's also spiritual component hidden in these two verses.
但在其中也有属灵的意思。
Right? Because it was through these mighty wonders and blessings that God brought them out of Egypt.
因为是借由神的恩典才带领他们出了埃及。
So this is deliverance from bondage.
是从束缚中的解脱。
And also we see it mentions that you are now the stars of heaven, right, in multitude.
而且他们的人数众多，如同天上的星那样多。
This also kind of hints at a spiritual blessing.
而且这也暗示着神的恩典。
And so today, as Christians, we are also very much like these Jews at that time.
就我们现在属灵上以色列人，我们也如同当时的犹太人一样。
We should obey God because He has given us many physical and spiritual blessings.
我们必须顺服神，因为他给我们许多在肉身上以及属灵上的祝福。
He's given us good health, good livelihoods.
他给我们健康以及好的生活环境。
Perhaps He has healed our diseases. He has given us miracles and signs.
甚至他治好我们的疾病，并且给我们神迹奇事。
But even more so, he has given us a lot of spiritual blessings.
但尽管如此，他也给我们许多神属灵上的祝福。
Which is that we are saved.
就是我们得到拯救。
Our sins are washed away.
我们的罪被洗净。
That cannot be bought by any amount of money.
这是重价所买不到的。
Only through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
唯有借由耶稣基督的宝血。
And Jesus Christ also granted us His promised Holy Spirit.
神并且赐下他的圣灵。
Which is to enable us to be sanctified and be like Him.
让我们得以成圣，让我们更加的与神联合。
This also cannot be bought with money.
这也是不能用金钱所换得的。
So a lot of physical and spiritual blessings that God has given us.
有许多属物质和属灵的恩典。
I think when someone gives us a lot of things, we naturally want to listen to that person.
我想当如果有人给我们一些东西的时候，我们会很自然而然的想要听从他的话。
So that basically summarizes the concept of this fourth.Reason that God has blessed us so much, so that's why we should also obey Him.
所以这也总结这四个原因，就是因为神爱我们，所以我们必须顺从他。
This past Saturday, I met a college youth in Baldwin Park Church.
这个上个礼拜六，我认识了一个在念大学的年轻人，在伯恩教会。
He's not baptized in our church yet.
他还没有受洗。
But a couple months ago, I think a couple months ago, he received.The Holy Spirit.
在几个月前，他得到了圣灵。
Originally, he came from a Catholic background.
他原本是天主教徒。
And then he stopped going to church when he went to college.
但是在他上大学之后，他就没有再去聚会。
And then just in this past year, one of his classmates, our church member, invited him to attend our services.
在最近的几年，我们有一个教会的同龄邀请他来我们教会聚会。
Thank God, on his third prayer, he received.The precious Holy Spirit.
感谢神，在他第三次祷告的时候，他领受了宝贵的圣灵。
And he described how, oh, this is the best thing in the world.
并且他描述这是世界上最好的东西。
He really feels that this is God's blessing.
他真的感受到神的恩典。
So later I was talking to him and I realized he's been trying to catch up with the Bible reading program in Baldwin Park.
我后来知道他常常在圣经的试着想要读很多圣经。
So he's been reading an hour or an hour and a half every night.
他每天晚上都读一到一个半小时的圣经。
So you can see that because he feels the spiritual blessing from God, he wants to obey God and make sure he stands, he stands upright in God's eyes.
因为他看到神对他大大的祝福，因此他想要遵守神，并且在神的眼中是行的善。
So this is the same for us today. God has blessed us, so we must also obey God.
对我们来讲也是如此，因为神大大祝福我们，所以我们必须顺从神。
So in the Bible, there's a lot of reasons why we should obey and love God.
整本圣经还有提供许多的原因，为什么我们需要顺从神。
Right.Here it only mentions four.
在这段经节中只说到四个原因。
In Deuteronomy, actually, it'll mention other reasons too.
在《生命记》也有说到其他的原因。
But the four reasons we talked about today, they're very positive.
但今天所提到的这四个原因是非常正面积极的。
Because they're good for you. That's why you should obey God.
因为那是为要叫你得福，所以你必须要顺从神。
And also because God chose you, so.Out of gratitude, we should obey God. Because God wants us to be like Him, so we should obey God. And finally, because God has blessed us greatly, we should obey God. So Sometimes, maybe once in a while, we may think, why? We might be like a little child again, asking, why should I do this?
有的时候我们会像小孩子一样去问为什么，为什么我们必须这么做。
Here are four very positive and very good reasons.
在这段章节里面有四个非常积极正面的原因。
So may the Lord give us strength to continue to walk in God's ways, to obey and to love Him.
愿神给我们力量，继续在他的道中行走，并遵守他。
Let's now sing hymn 244.
唱诗244首。